T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Showtime.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
All I want to know is if you got your popcorn ready.
How y'all feel? T.T. and y'all. Most hostile. Motivated.
Do you got your popcorn ready?
Ready?
On three. 1, 2, 3.
It's showtime.
I'm psyched.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we roll into this last week of October, Halloween by the end of the week. Presidential election within 8 days. My goodness, many things going on. Hope you had a good weekend. It's a little bit of a slow, icy start to your week. Take extra time and precaution as you get going today. But we welcome you in on a Monday edition. Chiefs coming off a romping win in which Patrick Mahomes didn't have to do very much. We'll get into that as they come to Denver and take care of business against the Broncos. World Series has been very entertaining and interesting. So I'm looking forward to getting to that a little bit as the day unfolds. Here's my buddy Shane Dennis. How's your weekend, Parts?
Fine. Quiet, but fine. Woke up to a winter wonderland this morning. Seeing that you probably shouldn't get on Kellogg if you don't have to, although I know that means most of you. So it's slick, so be careful. Yeah. Jad, yeah. You can chime in if you want. I know you've probably been keeping your eyes on it over the last 2 or 3 hours. As well.
Indeed, I have.
And is that, can you corroborate that? Kellogg is not a nice place right now. I saw I-135 or something was shut down at 21st Street because of a couple of accidents. So
it was really interesting. I-135 southbound was shut down at 21st because of an accident. Later on, they came on to Twitter and said that they'd cleared it. It was back open again. But about 5 minutes after that, I got a phone call from a traffic tracker who was stuck in traffic there saying, well, it's open, but it's not moving. It's not going anywhere.
Right. So there you have that.
And Kellogg, I actually heard police dispatchers say, they come on every once in a while with these announcements, and they say things like, listening media, please tell all of your listeners that such and such. This guy said, listening media, please tell all of your listeners that Kellogg is slick.
Okay. There you have it.
Well, there we go.
That's a good diagnosis.
Got that out there.
So, yeah, if you can avoid Kellogg, do it. And if you can't, then be super careful. All right, there's a couple of things I want to get to before we start the show. First of all, I know you're not into such things, Bruce, most of the time. But let's make this about you this weekend, because you came back and then went back to Denver kind of in a whirlwind tour of the state to see your kid. So tell us about it. I want to know how it went.
The trip in and out was absolutely exactly what it needed to be, totally uneventful, because we were wise and ended up leaving Saturday afternoon around 2 o'clock. And so we got back into Denver at about 9 o'clock. And the weather started happening around 1 or so in the morning. So we made really good choices along those lines. In the meantime, saw Jake, who plays down at Southwestern College, mm-hmm. For Matt O'Brien, who couldn't be happier with, and the program that they're in. And that's it's a high-level program, NAIA program. And, of course, NAIA is all one level this year. There's no breaking down of divisions. So, and he had a good weekend. He had 13 and 5, I think, in his first game, and then 5 and 3 in his second. But he's doing as told and doing things that he needs to be doing to help them win, and they're off to a 2-0 start. So it was nice to see, and just good to see him, and then our other son that is still in Wichita, Bo, and so it's nice to do that. Nice to get in and see some folks, and then zip back out, and had a full day, obviously, of work yesterday. So it was. But you know, Shane, that road trip is about the easiest 7.5-8 hour road trip that you can have.
Yeah,
it really is, because it's. If you're going east, it's straight east and straight south. If you're going west, it's straight north and straight west. And I've always said the greatest thing about driving through Kansas is that the roads are fantastic, as good as anywhere in the country, which may come as a surprise to some people in Kansas. But trust me, as someone who lives in Colorado, I'm very appreciative of that. So I always give myself a little when I cross the border into Kansas, because I know the roads are going to be good. So, no, it was a good weekend, but thank you for asking.
Good
deal. And it was nice. It was nice, yeah. Very nice.
Right.
And hope to do it a few more times here as the year goes on. So we'll see.
I don't suppose Jake makes any kind of westward trips where you could.
No.
Okay.
No.
Mm-mm.
All right. No.
So that would be all on you if you want to.
He's locked in. He's locked in.
I mean basketball trips where he could at least come.
Nope, not this year. Uh-huh. Not this year. They play in a tournament up in Salina against a couple of ranked opponents, or one of them anyway will be a ranked opponent. So that'll be a good measuring stick for him this weekend. But anyway, so it goes. But he loves it, and you know, the great thing about his situation is that he's going to graduate with honors and more than likely a master's degree, and have more than half of his education paid for by playing basketball. So that's a pretty good deal, if you ask me. And he's
that
been
kicks
happy
ass.
During the entire process.
Yep.
So that's
good
pretty
deal.
Good.
Yep. Good deal. Glad to hear it. One other bit of business before we dive into the weekend, and we've got certainly got some time to do it and plenty to unpack. But I want to and Jad, you can come on in here on this one too, because as most people know, Jad pulls double duty. He's with Steve and Ted in the morning before he's with us, and then he hops on and produces and engineers this show, and has for a while now. But there was a return to Steve and Ted by one of the main characters.
Yep.
Ted had been out for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And he was back in a limited capacity this morning, we understand. So if you don't mind, Jad, Ted the sports head, who's obviously a good friend of the show, and he's going to be the new indoor PA announcer to Shocker men's basketball. He's done PA with baseball and volleyball for years and years and years. And, of course, Ted has been on this show every now and then as needed. So give us an update on how Ted is, and how you kind of welcomed him back into Steve and Ted over on KNSS this morning, Jad.
Well, and of course, for KFH listeners, if you've been listening in the afternoons to the drive, you'll hear those updates from Ted the Sporthead. Of course, for the last 53 days, 53 or 57, one of the two, I forget, but I've been doing those updates since then. And it's because Ted got COVID-19.
Right.
And so he has been out. And, in fact, he had to go to the hospital. He spent 16 days in the ICU and 22 days in the hospital in total. But he's been out for almost 2 months ever since, Labor Day, actually. It was the show after Labor Day when we came back and he didn't come back. So we've been kind of muddling along without Ted for that amount of time, but now he's back, And just absolutely fantastic that he's back. We love that.
Oh, so glad.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. So glad.
Again, he's not joining us live. He's on remote from his house while he's continuing to recover. As he told us today, his biggest symptom has been that he's been very tired. And it's just it's kind of an effort to try and do anything, but he's working hard to get back into things. In fact, he told us that he's up to about 5,000 steps now.
Okay,
good.
And he said it wipes him out. I mean, that much is enough to drive him to have to lay down for a while. But he can get out and actually walk and get up and do some things. And for the longest time, that actually wasn't the case.
Well, to me, it just goes to show you never know about coronavirus. No. You know, you can think whatever you want to about it before you get it, or if you haven't had it, or, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, go much further than that. But, you know, Ted is an example that 57 days or 53 days or however long that you haven't been capable of even sitting and talking.
Yeah.
As part of your job, that's that probably makes you put the respect on that virus as much as you need to, you know. And there's plenty of other examples of people that have had it or currently have it that just kicks their ass, and Ted's one
totally.
Of them. So, you know, just when you think you, I don't know, you're out of the woods or you don't necessarily have to be careful, or, you know, just keep doing what you're doing to keep from getting it, and you know, we'll all cross our fingers and handle this thing one week at a time, but we're glad that Ted's back at least in some capacity.
Something else that Ted talked about that I thought was really interesting that he said they never traced and tracked how it was that he contracted COVID-19.
So he doesn't know?
No.
Wow.
No, there's I can tell you, we were taking all sorts of precautions here at the radio station for those of us that were actually coming in. The one thing he said is that he's fairly sure he didn't get it here, but they were never able to track down at all where he might have actually contracted COVID-19. So that's why you have to take the precautions out there. You can get it anywhere.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
And I guess that maybe is a cautionary tale, and maybe 6 feet ain't enough, you know?
You just have to be as careful as you can be.
Yeah, right. You know,
you
think you're doing enough, do a little bit more. Because
just remember, the masks aren't always for the person wearing them. It's for the people that they're around, and you hope that everyone returns the favor in kind.
Yeah,
and
because somebody out there might be asymptomatic, they might not have any
absolutely
symptoms, might not even know it, and that's why you wear the mask. It's not for you. If you're asymptomatic and you have it, the mask is going to lessen the chance you give it to somebody else.
That's pretty scary.
Well spoken.
That Ted doesn't know where he got it, man. That sucks. But he's on the mend and on the way back, and we wish him well. Godspeed, Ted, and we're glad that glad that you're back, and take it easy. And I'm sure those that wake up every morning to Steve and Ted were glad to hear his voice this morning. And
I know they were,
and I know you were too, Dad.
That's
not the same without a guy like that.
No, it isn't.
Hey, Jed, is there any truth to the rumor that Mac put Ted to sleep this morning? I mean, he has that effect on a lot of listeners.
Yeah, we think that was just a sort of a reaction to the time of day. I mean, he's really gotten out of the loop of getting up early like we usually have to, and it being his first day back. Yeah. He did fall asleep for a short amount of time
today.
That's
funny.
Yeah.
We wish everybody the best.
You bet. You bet.
Try to stay healthy, gang. That's what we want for all of you. Absolutely.
All right. We tried to steal home last night. We had a I really wish I wish the game before the game last night, not that World Series game wasn't good. 4-2 is plenty good in a World Series game, but the one before that, where they just went back and forth, and Kenley Jansen spit it out, and Brett Maverick, Brett Phillips, former Royal, won a game for the Rays because in this 2020, I got to say, I'm just, you know, as Jim Rome would say, I'm just rooting for content. I hope the Rays win just so this series can go a little longer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got Blake Snell going on Tuesday, so you feel like that's your best chance. But the game Saturday was absolutely fantastic. And I loved it. I got the best of both worlds. I was able to listen to it on radio, mm-hmm. and my first preference is usually radio anyway, especially for baseball. And so I was listening to it on radio and then got home and was able to pop it on the tube and watch the last few innings on the tube. And it was just great theater, just good exchanging some body blows and entertaining baseball and interesting ways to finish games and guys tripping halfway between third and home and basically crawling to the plate to win a game, an error in center field when you didn't expect it. It had so many interesting facets to it. It was a fantastic game. And it's been a good series. This series has delivered fairly good theater to this point, I think.
I feel like this weekend for me has rescued it because it's been strikeouts or home runs. I don't know what the percentage of runs driven in via home run is, but I know it's more than 50%. And it's probably closer to 70. I'm sure that there's some math out there that will give me the exact stats. But that bonkers game on Saturday and then that kind of nail-biter last night that had you thinking, well, the Rays did it Saturday. They might do it again tonight, which was last night, but they didn't. That kind of rescued the series for me.
Gotcha.
But, man, that Saturday game, I'm kind of talking out both sides of my mouth because there's a lot of home runs in that game too. But that ninth inning, you just felt.
Oh, my God, it was fantastic.
You're like, Rays have got something for them. Something's coming. I don't know if they're going to win or not, but it won't go 1-2-3. And sure enough.
No.
Brett Phillips drove in the tying run, and then center fielder kicked it around, and then Arozarena was in no man's land, and the throw to the plate got away. It was like a little league ending.
It was bizarre.
It really was. It was a sloppy ending.
It was so 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like I was sitting there thinking, even Sarah said, well, when was the last time you saw that? And I said, well, it's the first time I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
She said, are you kidding me? I said, it's just so weird. And you can be a baseball fan for as long as I've been, and that's a totally different thing. I've never seen anything like it. Never. Just a bizarre way to finish a game. Guy stumbling around on the ground and the Dodgers all of a sudden throwing it all over the place and playing kick the can. And it was nuts. But loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
It wouldn't be a World Series if Dave Roberts didn't do something questionable. And he did that game too.
No, you're right.
Took Julio Urias out after he punched out like 9 4⅔. And I know if there was ever a season of pulling a guy too early, everybody's guilty of that this year.
Mm-hmm.
But he puts in, forget the guy's name, was it Diaz? The guy that hadn't been all that good anyway, and he gave up two bombs just like that.
Yeah.
And so he was the GOAT. Dave Roberts was for about 16 hours or so until Clayton Kershaw kind of rescued him a little bit. Now the Dodgers are one game away from winning it all, and I'm pulling for the Rays just simply for a Game 7.
Me too.
Man,
give me Game 7. Give me Game 7, and after that I really don't care. I think my preference would be for the Rays, but that's pulling for a team. That's pulling for a rival in the American League East. But I just don't like the Dodgers that much. And I think I like the Dodgers less than I do Tampa.
Part of you would feel bad for the Dodgers if they've been to the series three times in the last 4 years and hadn't won it yet?
No.
Guess not.
You got to win it. No. I know. I mean, are the Dodgers with – I mean, are they – is there sentimentality with the Dodgers? Really? No. Please. I think it would be easier to be – if you're going – if it would be sentimental, it'd be Tampa. I mean, hell, they've been on this earth – what? They've been in one World Series previous – got to get my history right.
No, it's 2008, I think, or something like that. But
something like that. They were in a World Series.
They've only been once. But they've only been around for how long?
22 years. 22.
That's pretty good. Two series in 22 years.
Yeah, it's not bad.
In your first 22 years of existence, I think any fan base ought to take that. Although there have been some lean years in Tampa. And
there's a bunch of no names there. Unless you're a good baseball fan, I mean, you know, you wouldn't have known a lot of these guys before this World Series or before the ALCS or postseason, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, all right. So I guess I'm pulling for the Rays, but the Dodgers are the better team, aren't they?
I mean, it's a number one seed against the number one seed, so it's kind of close. I mean, the Dodgers won 43.
I think the Dodgers are a better team, but like I said, I'm pulling for Game 7. Just get me to Game 7, and I have a feeling that Game 6 is going to be pretty good. Blake Snell will give them a chance to win.
Yeah, he will.
Yes or no?
He was good for a long time in the previous start that he made. Well,
he took
a no-no into the fifth or the sixth or something like that.
So yeah,
struck out eight or nine. All right, let's go. Let's start the show. We've got Chiefs-Broncos to talk about in the next segment. It was early and often for KC. They put away the Broncos fairly early in kind of the snow. Started off with a snowy field.
Or did the Broncos put themselves away?
Yeah, they didn't help themselves.
Which one is it?
They didn't help themselves.
They didn't help
that's
themselves.
For sure.
Yeah. No.
We will take a look at all of the fantastic finishes in the NFL at 10 o'clock because there were some. We had that Sunday night game last night, and the Browns-Bengals game was great. And the Cowboys are in bad, bad shape, and it just gets worse for them. Good news, bad news coming up at 10:25. Your calls, if you want, 869-1240. It is Sports Daily on a Monday. It's 9:23.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.